Today's way is love the straight path. It is similar to yesterday's way, love righteousness, but with a subtle but important difference. I remember a talk Rav Nauk gave many years ago to the graduates of the first ever Aish fellowships from Rio de Janeiro. Speaking to a group whose main concern was getting a job and making money, he gave what today would be an old-fashioned example. Imagine, he said, a man who wakes up at 4 a.m. every morning, drives all around the city to deliver milk to make sure that no mother with a young child should be unable to feed her baby. We can't even conceive of the greatness of that man. But if he's doing it for pay as a job, he's just a milkman. His point was to show the difference between someone who's doing the right thing because he gains from it personally, and the person who's doing the right thing because it's right. In the previous way, we talked about people who are fulfilling their contractual obligations, whether to God in his Torah or to their fellow man. We said that we need to learn to love doing these obligations, to appreciate the pleasure it gives us to fulfill them just because they are right. But there are things that aren't necessarily part of a contract that are also necessary to really fulfill our potential as human beings. This is the straight path, a level above righteousness. We need to learn to take pleasure in that too. In the milkman example, the milkman has a contractual obligation to deliver his milk early in the morning. He should take pleasure in doing his job efficiently and well. He has a right to earn the salary he gets for doing it. But he has no contractual obligation to be emotionally involved in what he is doing and worry about whether the mothers who need it are getting milk for their babies. Yet, as a human being who has a responsibility for other human beings, he should care. And if he cares, he will make the extra effort to deliver the milk up 4 flights of steps when someone can't come down, or give milk on credit to someone who can't pay for it now. This perception of the need to go beyond the letter of the law is something that is imprinted in the soul. The rabbis expressed it by saying, God created us straight, but we make many rationalizations. We have an innate sense of what the right thing to do is, but we use rationalizations to ignore that inner sense and to limit our responsibility to the letter of the law. For example, the letter of the law is that you need to take care of your aging parents if it is within your financial capabilities. But we all know we should also feel grateful to them and visit them and talk with them on the phone often. Yet there is nothing written in a book to say how often to express gratitude or how often to visit them. So it is easy for us to rationalize, I'm busy, they are difficult people, they are always criticizing me. The straight path means to ignore those rationalizations and act on the basis of what you know inside. The difficulty of doing this explains one of the complaints I often have to respond to while raising money for Aish from secular Jewish business people. Many have had experience with religiously dressed, Shabbat observant Jews who are dishonest in business, or if not contractually dishonest, extremely untrustworthy. For obvious reasons, this seems very contradictory to them, and in fact is a Hillel Hashem, a disgrace to God's name. But there is a simple explanation, although it doesn't excuse the dishonesty. The laws of Shabbat are written in a book, and it is clear what the obligations of Shabbat are. The principles of dealing honestly in business are written in our souls, but are open to many rationalizations caused by our desires. To work more on this, it is necessary for a person to learn to be in touch with his or her inner programming and take pleasure in it. It is the letter of the law not to be mean to people or to embarrass them, but isn't it the straight path to smile at them and go out of your way to be friendly to them? It is the letter of the law not to cheat anyone in business, but isn't it the straight path to do what you can to help your fellow man to avoid a financial loss, even if you aren't doing business with him? It is the letter of the law to give a certain percentage of your income to tzedakah, but the straight path would be to think out what you really think is most needed and volunteer your time and money without being asked. Since we escape from the straight path through rationalizations, it is important to be aware of the most common rationalizations we use. The most common one is probably, it isn't the law, it isn't required. The second one would probably be, I can't. It is too difficult for me. It interferes with other plans that I have. Yet often I can't means I don't desire to. If someone would pay me the money for doing it, I would find the time or overcome the difficulty. In Pirkei Avot, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi gives a general principle for getting in touch with the straight way. He says, to get in touch with whatever is beautiful to you and beautiful to your fellow man. He is telling us that we have an inner awareness. If we do something right, it will feel beautiful to us. And if we do something wrong, we will sense that it is wrong. But since we're not always so in touch with ourselves and sometimes convince ourselves that the wrong thing is the right thing, he adds something to balance us. Ask yourself what your friend or teacher, someone who you trust, would think. By putting the two together, you live your life doing things that are above and beyond what is in the books.